The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Today is Thursday, June 22nd, 2017. And my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, my personal journal podcast where I update you on the life of one geeky gay, which would be me. And welcome. I hope you enjoy the ride. So it is hot. It is hot as hot can be. I'm actually recording this because I needed to record another show for all of you people who are listening, but the main reason I'm recording it is because I've been so busy at work, we had a picnic today, and so they let us out early because when you have, I don't know if any of you work these corporate type jobs, you know. But at a corporate job, if you have any special days like, oh, I don't know, a picnic, we're all going to have they like to call it a team builder or something like that, you know. And then you always know that on those days you can either sneak out early, you know, when no one's looking, you can sneak away and they won't know that you're gone. Or you can actually, you know, they're going to let you go early. And so you can do whatever it is that you want to do, and no big deal. And so, so as you know, as you do when you have these things, so we had our picnic and I don't ever sneak away. I'm a people pleaser, right? And it actually, that bodes well for a corporate position, being a people pleaser, because I'm, you know, people might refer to me as a brown noser or kiss ass or something like that. And it's not that, I mean, I'm not doing it consciously. Subconsciously, I have always been like afraid of rejection and always wanted to make everyone in my life happy. So it just so happens that that really helps you get ahead in business, even if maybe it's not the best quality to have for your mental stability. I don't know. So as a people pleaser would do, I made sure that I stayed until everyone else was leaving. So I'm not going to leave first. You know, I'm not going to leave first and then, you know, be that person that they go, oh, look at that, Adam's already leaving, you know. And I decided, well, what is the appropriate amount of helping to break everything down and load everything up in the trucks? Because we were out at a local park and we had, you know, they had, all the managers had brought food and ice chest with drinks and games, darts, and, you know, well, plastic darts, you know, obviously, so you can't hurt anyone. And what is that game? Is it just called beanbags, where you have this big target that's on the, you just put it on the ground, but it's kind of tilted up a little bit and it has a hole in it. Sometimes at a carnival or something like that, it'll have like a picture of a clown face and the mouth will be the hole or something like that. And you have these beanbags and you throw the beanbags and you try to get them in the hole. Right. Any gay man's going to be really good at getting it in the hole. Right. So I'm not a big game player, but anyway, they had those. And so I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer to take down these beanbag game things and I'm going to take them back to our senior director's car. And then I'm going to take a couple of the ice chests and I'm going to roll those to wherever they go. And then I can leave. So I did all that, you know, and then I'm like, okay, guys, I think I've done my part. I'm going to go now. So I left and I got home about 2 hours earlier than I normally would get home. So I thought, oh, I'll go ahead and record a quick little show and kind of get everyone caught up with my life. So it has been so busy. I know I say that all the time. As a kid, you always think, these adults are so boring. They never do anything. They're always tired, whatever. I wish that I was a kid and I was just in school and all I had to do was like watch TV and do homework and go to school from 8 to 3 or whatever. I wish. And most of the stuff that I'm doing, I enjoy, but my life just stays so busy. So I've talked about this on Dubious Intent. And for those of you who don't get enough of me on Geeky Gay, I always say that I'm going to be more, I'm going to put more shows out and I'm going to be more whatever, prolific or whatever the word might be. I'm going to put out more shows. But for those of you who miss hearing me, you can also go over to dubiousintent.com, and that comes out about once every 2 weeks. I had a business trip, so it's going to be 3 weeks from the last one to this one. But I do, the other thing I have a tendency to do is I think I repeat topics on here that I may say on Dubious Intent. It's very hard to have enough in your life to have interesting things to say on two different podcasts. But to get you guys who don't listen to Dubious Intent caught up, I've had so much going on. So Mark and I went to Destin, Florida. We drove down there. It's like a 15-hour drive. So we drove on the way there, and this was over, I always get this confused, but I think it's Memorial Day that happened in May. And so we decided to do a road trip, so it's a little bit cheaper trip. And the hotel that we got was not a resort. It was just like a regular like Holiday Inn type hotel, so that we could, I think it was Courtyard by Marriott, but we got a good deal on it. And so it's not a resort. It's not anything fancy. We just, we didn't want to spend a whole lot of money on this trip. So we went to Destin. It was really fun. We had a great time. We had a great day on the beach. We went to a SeaWorld light, we'll call it. So kind of like a SeaWorld wannabe. And I love SeaWorld. I love dolphins. I love whales. I love sharks. I love all that kind of stuff. So I like to go to SeaWorld and other things. So we did that. And we just had kind of a relaxing trip. But when we were on the way there, we drove halfway and then stopped in some podunk town in Mississippi and got a room for the night. And then we went the rest of the way the next morning and checked into our hotel and all of that. Well, we decided on the way back we were going to drive the entire way, but we were going to break it up. It's 369. Maybe it's 12 hours. I don't remember. It's somewhere between 12 and 15 hours. But we broke it up into 3-hour chunks. So I would do 3, he would do 3, et cetera. And that made it, we left in the morning around, I don't know, we left at 8 or 9 in the morning, and we had breakfast, and then we drove straight the rest of the way other than stopping for food and gas. And I think we made it back home around midnight, or it must have been 1 in the morning, something like that. So you gain an hour when you're coming back, I believe. Now I can't remember. Maybe they're also Central Time. Anyway, regardless, I did that. And then I had this, work has been really busy, but I had this wedding. I play trumpet. I think most of you know that I play trumpet. And I used to play in weddings a whole lot. And when I've played in the community theater in the past here in Rogers, one of the actors was going to be getting married, and he knew that I played trumpet because he had heard me play in the shows that I've played in. And so I got an email or a text or something from him a couple of months ago and said, "Hey, I'm getting married. Would you play in my wedding?" And I was like, "Oh, sure. No problem. No big deal, whatever." And I didn't think anything of it. So then maybe a couple of weeks, 3 weeks later, he emailed me the music. Well, again, I didn't really look at it for maybe 2 weeks. And then I opened up the email, and it was this fairly difficult piece of music that I've never played before. And I got so nervous. Well, the thing was, not only, am I busy with everything, but I had the Destin trip coming up. And then I had a week later, I had a business trip out to San Francisco coming up for my work. And I needed to practice this music like every day, because I don't know if any of you are musicians out there or singers or anything like that, and you're ever asked to do specifically like a wedding or a funeral or something like that. This is something that you do not want to mess up, right? I mean, and I don't really know this person that well, and they're going to be, I didn't even know, but I assumed he was going to be paying me something, and it's like, I can't suck. I mean, first of all, you don't want to ruin someone's special day. And the other thing that added even extra pressure is this guy had been a trumpet player all the way through college. I don't know if he still plays, but I know he specifically wanted trumpets in his wedding because he was a trumpet player. And I was like, oh, crap. So I took my trumpet with me everywhere for the next month. I took it to Destin with me. I took it to on the business trip with me. I bought a special mute so I could practice. I found a YouTube clip of the exact song that I was going to be playing. Every day I played with that YouTube clip. Every single day. I would play like 30 minutes without the YouTube clip and try to kind of refine the little bits of music by myself without, you know, an orchestra. And then I would turn on YouTube and I would play it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in a row with this Japanese orchestra that I found. And so I was really busy doing that. And at the same time, my parents went to Europe and I'm responsible for feeding, Mark and I are responsible for feeding their dog every day, twice a day. You know, so I'm working. We work out every day. I'm practicing the trumpet an hour every day. I'm feeding their dog every day. And for those of you who are aware of Pride 48, we were also getting ready for Pride 48's live streaming weekend, which is happening this weekend, which is happening the 23rd through the 25th of June. So it has been a lot. So I get to the rehearsal for the wedding. And it was myself. I was playing second, actually. And then there was another a doctoral student in the local university who was playing first. And we only go through it one time in the rehearsal. And it was not in tune. And I was so worried because it was so out of tune. And this guy who was playing first was so laid back. He's like, oh, it's cool. You know, whatever. We'll get it tomorrow. No big deal. I went home. I practiced for another hour that night. I worried about it all night long. The next day, I leave work early and I grab my suit to put on my suit. And I pull up the pants, the suit pants. And there are moth holes. There are like 4 or 5 moth holes in my suit pants. It is like 45 minutes before the wedding at this point. I have no time to go to the store and buy more suit pants. And I only have one pair of pants that go with the jacket. And I don't dress up a lot. I mean, I don't have a need to dress up a lot. My work is business casual, so I don't wear suits a whole lot. I don't wear suits to church. I dress fairly casually to church. And so I only had that one pair of pants. And I'm a yo-yo dieter, so I don't buy a whole lot of clothes because I tend to like grow out of them and then shrink and they fall off of me. And then I grow out of them and then they... Anyway, I mean, 20 pounds can make a... I'm kind of a 20 pounds here or there sort of person. So it's like one day my pants will fit me and the next day they won't. So anyway, I didn't have another pair. So I put on a pair of dark underwear. And I had to wear those pants to the wedding with moth holes in them. And so I went and I took a big swig of wine directly out of the wine bottle before I went over. And I only live like 5 minutes from the church. So I went over to the church and actually it went pretty well. I think I need to have a swig of wine before every time that I do anything like that. So I had that going on. So again, I'm just kind of rushing through so you guys know everything that happened in my life. And then for work, I have a couple of big projects I've been working on. And then I find out a few days before I go on this business trip that I'm going to have interns assigned to me for the entire month of June and July. And they have this big project that we want them to deliver. And I have to train them and I have to give them their assignment and I have to be there for them and make sure that they get everything done and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I love helping people and training people and stuff like that. But on top of the other things that I've got to do at work and the fact that my parents are still in Europe and I'm still feeding the dog morning and evening and I'm still working out every day and I'm still planning for Pride 48. And my cousin got married last weekend and I had to drive 3 hours down to Little Rock to go to my cousin's wedding. I'm going to talk about that actually on Dubious Intent this weekend. So if any of you want to hear Dubious Intent live, during the Pride 48 live streaming weekend, you should go over to pride48.com and you can look at the schedule and see everything that's playing that entire weekend. But for sure, if you want to hear Dubious Intent, we are actually streaming live. I'm doing it with Auntie Vera Charles, and we're doing Dubious Intent at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday evening, the 24th. So if you want to hear, I'm going to tell all about the wedding, because this may or not ring true, or you may not have any idea what I'm talking about, but this wedding is going to pertain to my gayness, or the wedding story is going to pertain to my gayness and to pride. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But so I went to that wedding. Oh my God. I was parking and I ran over one of those concrete, you know, the little, I don't know what to call it, but the little concrete thing that's at the edge of the parking spaces. And I cut into the parking space too wide, and I scraped the side of my bumper, and I just got my bumper repainted like less than a month ago. So now I have this big scrape on the side of my bumper. Ugh. Anyway, and Mark and I are going, again, this is rapid fire. And I apologize, guys, that this is so, like, I didn't write an agenda for myself. I didn't do anything like that. I literally wanted to put out a show, let you guys know that I was still alive. And I wanted to basically, you know, tell you what's been going on since the last time that I recorded. But so then, you know, Mark and I decided that we're going to, we always do a trip in July for our anniversary, because we love to travel. So we travel as much as we can. I mean, if I could travel for a living, I would. I'm going to figure out a way to do that at some point. My stint as a YouTube celebrity doing travel videos lasted about 3 videos, because editing is so tedious. And I don't think I look good on camera. I really want to start doing, we've been watching all these YouTube videos for these Pokemon Go players, and it makes me want to get back into doing YouTube videos, but A, I have like no time, and B, I'm so self-conscious, and I go, "Ew, you don't look good in that video, Adam," and then I have to reshoot it from a different angle, and then I want to use all those filters, you know, when I'm doing the editing that smooth out your skin and make you look like a twink. I don't know. Anyway, but maybe one day I'll do it. If you kind of subscribe to my YouTube, subscribe to Geeky Gay, subscribe to Dubious Intent, listen to Pride 48 stuff, you'll get plenty of Adam, but it'll be in like 15 million different places, right? But Mark and I are going to Utah. It sounds like such a retirees sort of vacation. We're gonna fly into Vegas, stay in Vegas one night, drive to Salt Lake City, and then we're going to spend a day in Salt Lake City, just touring around there. Then we're going to do a tour of all of the national parks in Utah over the next 5 days. And I bought a drone. I got a reconditioned drone for half price. And this thing is so cool. Like, I never thought I would be a drone person, but I got this drone, and it's got a camera, like an HD video camera on the front of it. And they're so sophisticated now that you don't even have to know how to fly them. It's got an app on my phone, and I can literally just point to where I want it to go, and it does all of it. It will, if you let go of the controls, it just hovers wherever it's at, so it won't run into anything. You don't have to keep controlling it. So anyway, we're going to Utah, so we're preparing for that as well. And so that's basically all I've had going on. Work's been busy. I've had interns at work. I've had that wedding that I was preparing for on my trumpet. Thank God it went okay. And he did pay me $200. Woohoo! And so I hope he liked it. You know, he hasn't emailed me back to tell me if it was okay or not, but he did pay me. So there you go. You know, I had that, and I had the Destin trip, and I went to San Francisco again for the business trip. And I met up with Mike Lawson from Catching Up, and we had a lovely dinner, I had such a good conversation with Mike Lawson. I've never really talked to him a lot, and he's very interesting and a really good person to, you know, chat with for a couple of hours. It was really fun. And I hope next time I'm out there, I get to hang out with him again. He's a really nice guy. And so, yeah, I've had a million things going on. And I did get an email from John, and I'm not going to have time to read that on this episode because, again, I just wanted to get, like, the past 2 months kind of condensed into this one episode so you guys are caught up with what has been happening in my life. If you want to hear more, please go over to Pride48.com this weekend, the entire weekend from 7:45 Eastern on the 23rd, 7:45 p.m., all the way until around 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, the 25th. We're going to have shows going on that entire time. And Dubious Intent will be again 8 Eastern on Saturday evening with Auntie Vera Charles. All right, guys. Well, until next time, I hope that got you caught up. But I will see you guys later. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.